Today's message, it's 102.7, Mike in the afternoon, along with Jill. It's time now for a look at the Water Cooler Conversations. Here's an interesting job that, well, it didn't start out this way, but it ended up being something that has these guys in limbo, but they're getting paid for it, on a U.S. cargo ship. And it was loaded with soybeans, and it was cheered on as it sped from Seattle to China in hopes of arriving before a 25% tariff went into effect on July 6th.
Oh, I bet.
So, I mean, they're racing across
like
the
just
ocean.
Hauling, yeah.
Yes. It's like they're going
fast
like,
as humanly possible.
No, don't slow down. Keep going. Yeah. And they didn't make the deadline.
Oh, no.
And so instead, the Peak Pegasus spent a month sailing in circles because it was still carrying its 70,000 tons of soybeans.
Oh, no.
And they were doing this in hopes that the tariff would be reversed and it could hold off unloading its cargo until then.
No dice.
It hasn't happened. And it
ran out of gas. It's in the middle of the
ocean. This is what I'm wondering. You're sailing in circles. How long do you have to sail in circles?
Probably not that long.
I'm imagining crew members like chewing off their arms and stuff.
I know.
Because
how annoying.
You know, all of a sudden they see a mermaid, you know, it's like, or you're hallucinating. No, I'm not. You have a fin. Arr, you have a fin.
They sound identical to that.
Exactly. Trying to get it. Yeah. I mean, don't most
sailors.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out what I don't know. Are they all sailors?
Sailors. Yeah.
I think the ones that sail the ship are sailors. The workers are what? I don't know. They're pirates. That's what they are.
Sure.
All right. So, but unloading in China, it would have under the new tariffs cost an additional $6 million.
Oh my gosh.
So that's a huge chunk of chains.
And a little bit.
The beans actually belong to an Amsterdam-based company, Louis Dreyfus, which I thought was funny. It's not Julia Louis. It's just
right.
Louis Dreyfus. And it's thought to be paying the ship's owner. And that is J.P. Morgan Asset Management. Okay, yeah, that's somebody that's sitting in New York.
I was just going to say.
The ship's owner isn't the guy in the ocean going, I see a mermaid.
Yeah, not so much.
Paying them $12,500 per additional day that it's chartered.
Oof.
And so a little over a month in, its tab has gone up $400,000.
Yikes.
And that theoretically means it could continue this way for months and they could still come out on top.
Float?
Yeah, that's what they're looking at doing. Just sailing in some circles.
Yeah, they're probably like sightseeing.
Yeah. In the middle of the ocean.
Unload, they're
right.
Good.
They just keep going in circles.
I would do that.
But now, when it, really? I mean, after a while.
If you're on the ocean, it'd be fun. Do you think they have like one of those inflatable slides?
I don't think they have shuffleboard, Jill. I don't think
they should.
They play bingo or something.
Yeah, do something
like,
when they're sailing.
This is my point, is that they're not meant for that. They're meant to just take their cargo and be done. And instead,
they probably have a volleyball net on the top.
Well, you would only hope. I mean, you check into this. I'm not sure if they're going to like
now
release.
I want to know.
Sure, because now they're going to release a dinghy and send you out there. It's like, here's your relief.
Yeah.
Hey, Jill.
She's here. We've heard about you.
Yeah. It's like, all right.
I'm sure.
We got a volleyball net. It's not actually a volleyball net, but we make do.
We do what we can.
Yeah, it's Billy's socks and shorts. So we've kind of tied them all together here. Yeah.
That works.
So anyway, this is where they are. They're just out there circling somewhere and
just waiting.
Just waiting. And I don't know how that works because I thought they see mermaids and are called pirates.
So
obviously I'm not really up on all of this.
I don't think you are.
but therefore it's not a surprise that I can't figure out how they're refueling and getting food and other stuff because you leave and you think that it's going to be a couple of weeks or however.
Well, as long as they don't unload it, they probably have people bringing all the rest of the stuff out to them or whatever.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Like Sheila, we're over three minutes over from when you see the whale. It moved. Yeah.
And then they turn their ship into like a booze cruise to make extra cash.
Oh, well, now there may be a movie out of this. So it's a reality show.
How long
can you survive? Then they'll make even more money doing that. So,
see?
All right. There you go. Water Cooler Conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's best hits. It's 102.7.